I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on the second guest show. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go to our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line. We have on with us the head football coach of the Nicholls State Colonels, Tim Rebo. This segment is brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health System, innovation for a healthy future. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Hope you got your voice back, this week.
Yeah, good evening, guys. I sure did. I took a little time off this weekend. Got it back ready to go for the stretch down the road.
Health-wise, Coach, and I bring it up every week because I think it's important, especially down the stretch. And you got the Southern game, and then basically you hit after that the Southland Conference games. How are you health-wise?
You know, it was really good for us last week. We started to get some of our guys back. We had three guys that really hadn't played, three starters, all conference players for us, Tyler Martin, Kershawn Fisher, and Jalen Spears. And it was good to get them back on the field, and you should see those guys this week.
You know, Coach Rebo, when I looked at it, you got to be ready to play week in and week out. And they were on a roll, but not so fast. A couple of teams, one within the conference, I think Lamar got humbled. And I'm trying to think who they played.
They went to Central Arkansas, Bobby.
Central Arkansas is the real
– yeah.
Central Arkansas got all that Walmart money. and stuff. So, yeah.
You wouldn't figure you would know that.
Yeah, Central Arkansas put it to them. And then, Sacramento State got humbled.
Yep.
And then considering how well they played. So you got to talk about the challenges of getting your team ready week in and week out. And you're feeling good about yourself.
Actually, Lane Kiffin, what happened?
Right.
In his own backyard.
Yeah, to Kentucky. So that's a challenge. Talk to the fans about that, of getting the team focused week in and week out and to have them ready. Look, it's always what have you done for me lately. It doesn't matter. Okay, I always said this, like Coach Morrow would say, one snap and clear. I never forget this. So if you did good, so what? You got to do good again. And if you did bad, so what? You got to forget that. You got what you're going to do the next play. So once I'm clear, that's a challenge when you, from a psychological standpoint, when you're dealing with these young kids and players, and then how you can get them motivated and play consistent throughout the season.
Boy, you hit the nail on the head because it's such a week to week. You see it in the high school level, you see it at our level, and you definitely see it in the NFL. I thought it was, we had a decent week to be prepared to go play Sac State. And we just couldn't get off the ground, man. We just struggled, and they took it to us. And then last week we did. Bobby, I showed them what they did. They went to Northern Arizona and really kind of laid an egg, turned the ball over for touchdowns and couldn't get it going. So you better be ready week in and week out. And we were ready last week. I thought we had a good week of practice this one. Hopefully we can take it into Baton Rouge against Southern and take on a good Jaguar football team next week.
Coach, with Jalen Spears out, you got to play some young guys that would have never got those touches if Spears is in the lineup with him and Colin Guggenheim. Your thoughts on the progression of your young backs that you were able to play because Jalen had went down, I think, in the second quarter against Louisiana Tech?
I really thought going into it was about 2 weeks in the spring ball, and I really thought we hit a home run on two of our signees at running back. One of them is Shane Lee from Destrehan, and the other one is Miguel Brock from Pensacola Pine Forest. And but we were so loaded. We were five deep at that position, so you didn't want to burn a red shirt on him or, try to play him in four games. Some things shook out and happened, and we decided last week that Miguel was so explosive, he reminded us of Jalen. Let's give him a shot. He scored the first time he touched the ball, and then he went 70 yards on another one. So we like what we have, and he's got to see the field more for us.
Now, Coach Rebo, you bring up Southern. And is that something you could be part of maybe the scheduling in the future, or is that more the athletic department, the AD? And the reason why I bring this up, because it's the same thing in Northwestern and Natchitoches. All I know is when Grambling or Southern comes to the town, you have the biggest crowds. Could that be something, when you look at revenue in the future, that you're having a home-and-home? Because you look at the largest crowds at John L. Guidry Stadium, I think Southern's part of that.
And Grambling is part of
it,
too.
So, I mean, is that something that you can maybe work out in that? Look, okay, we'll go to Baton Rouge and play Southern, and they come to Thibodaux. Or we'll go to North Louisiana, right out of Ruston, and play Grambling, or they'll come here. Is that something? Because that's when you really have that atmosphere, and as far as a player, playing in front of a truly packed house where you might have to rope off the field, and then they all around the stadium. Because I think Grambling and Southern, seems like all through the years they've had that kind of impact, whether they play Nicholls State, Northwestern, Southeastern, McNeese, whatever it might be, that if you put Southern and Grambling on your schedule, that the crowd's going to be there.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. Bobby, three times I've been a part of that Southern game when I was here in the 90s. We had to go to them twice. Great atmosphere, and you're right, they do travel well. I've been involved in the scheduling, trying to get more of the local teams. It's been years we've been trying to get Southern back on the schedule. We finally did it. We'll go to them this year, and then they'll come to us, not next year in 25, but I think in 26. And we're trying to renew that rivalry. Look, I'm trying to play all the state schools. We got Tulane again down the road. We're looking to play ULL, ULM, and Louisiana Tech. So I think it's all good for Nicholls. It's good for our area, and it's good for the state of football in Louisiana.
Coach, last question. Anybody, you talked about the young running backs, but on the defensive side, the football, that have really stepped up their game. Maybe if it was a redshirt freshman or a freshman that come in to really make an impact, because one of the things I see a lot in college football and certainly in the NFL too, it's not a lot of depth along offensive defensive line, and you're always looking for a defensive lineman, a front seven people. Has there been a player or two that has really been able to step up his game in that front seven for you defensively?
You know, Mike, it's always been a policy of ours to try to play as many D linemen as we can. It's just the nature of the position. You just try to roll those guys 7 and 8 deep. We haven't had that luxury yet so far this year. We had it at linebacker, and I think a young man who stands out, who we gave an opportunity, we talked about this before, was Jake Delmato. He was in that loaded backfield at running back. We moved him into linebacker. He started last week for us, and he did not miss a beat. I mean, so we love what he's doing. He's been a big impact for us. But also, it's going to be nothing like getting a couple of them guys back when Tyler Martin gets back in that secondary to help that back end out.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate it. Good luck to you this coming Saturday as you play the Southern Jaguars.
Okay, thank you, fellas. See you soon.
All righty. That was Nicholls State head football coach Tim Rebo. That segment is brought to you weekly by Thibodaux Regional Health System, innovation for a healthy future.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.